lined up for you. David Penn is an amazing political analyst and great advisor to Royce White, is going to be hosting. And I drafted these guys in, and David Penn loved the idea because they were are up there in Kentucky where this watershed referendum on foreign powers trying to control us and Israel trying to keep us in this war. Got Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency, Green Beret, founder of the Oath Keepers, and former, you know, Ron Paul staffer and lawyer and all the rest of it, Stuart Rhodes. So much to cover tonight with you guys. David Penn, give us a quick foreshadowing. I'm going to turn the baton over to you guys of what's coming up tonight in the next 2 hours.
Well, good evening, Alex. We're going to be talking about what's going on up here in Minnesota, where Royce is running for Senate, and he's also facing a seal from the Seal brand. So that's very timely to be down in Representative Massey's backyard, dealing with that Seal connection started by Ray Zinke up in Montana.
And yeah, nothing against SEALs, but the CIA said when Trump first got in 9 years ago, we're going to tap the SEALs and special operations to get them. And they weren't very successful with the Green Berets. They were more successful with the SEALs to get them to join the CIA operation.
Yeah, and they're very active up here in Minnesota, and they're very sophisticated in what they're doing. It's really an insult to the citizens of Minnesota. We're seeking self-governance. We're not looking for empire here in Minnesota. We're fighting for self-governance along with you, Alex.
And that's what this is about.
I'm very interested to talk. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. That's what this referendum is in Kentucky. You'll have the floor. We're going to break in 3 minutes. We'll come right back with you hosting. Let's go to my old buddies. Talk about old buddy, Stuart Rhodes, back when we worked for Ron Paul. Ron Paul's, I can't come on, but I have Stuart Rhodes on. He's my main advisor on the police state. And then, of course, former political prisoner, and then Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency. Guys, what do you got for us coming up?
Yes, we're right. Alex, thanks for having us on. We're right outside of the event that's going to be taking place tomorrow, where apparently the Secretary of War is now being deployed into northern Kentucky to try to take out the last stand here in America First and the Liberty Movement. Oddly enough, it's at 2826 Terminal Drive in Hebron, Kentucky, and it's fitting that it's Terminal Drive because this is the terminal moment for the America Second crowd, where we are going to start to take the country back and the Republican Party back in order for it to become an American First.
No, I agree. I mean, when you guys come back first address, when did Trump go sideways and last, or why? Because he's literally saying, I don't care about the average American's finances. I'm doing this for Israel. He said that on Fox News a few days ago. Stuart, what the hell's going on here? So I know you've been a big Trump supporter, so have I. I'm not throwing baby out with the bathwater, but holy hell, what's going on?
I think he's been co-opted, obviously. Co-opted or he's sold out, frankly. And I still have a tattoo of him on my arm. I'm going to have to modify it pretty soon to reflect reality. That's that tattoo I got in prison with Trump on it. Of him, you know, raising his fist in Butler.
Rotate it over so we can see it. Put it up for the camera. Turn it around. Yeah, there you go. Wow. You go. Fight, yeah.
I got that while I was in prison. I went to prison for President Trump and for our country, and I believed in him. And I still do, but here's the thing is he has got to get back on track to serve this country, America First and America only. And right now he's just not doing that. Thomas Massie is. R. Taylor Greene was also. Joe Kent is. And so they've corralled President Trump into abandoning his own campaign promises, his own pledge to the American people to drain the swamp and take the deep state down. And now he's turning on everybody who's staying true.
Yeah,
to
now
that.
He says he's a primary Boebert. All right, 1 minute break. You guys take over.
Wait, hold up, Alex. We got to invite you out here. I know you like to travel. Why don't you come out here? Because let's face it, you have the biggest show that can completely supplant Fox News that's going to be covering the event tomorrow. We're going to be here live attending this 1 p.m. event where Pete Hegseth is going
to
be here.
All right, well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you guys, but the guest host, David Penn, is about to take over. But this idea that we should get Trump back on track, we're not abandoning the field. That's the whole point of this. Back in 60 seconds with David Penn hosting with Ivan Raiklin and Stuart Rhodes. Stay with us and share the live feeds now, Paul Revere. The power's in your hands. Take action now. Share the feeds at Relof Jones on X now.